farmer butchering, it was quite an art. It just wasn't everybody that knew how to go out and do a real job of butchering. Same way with butchering your beefs. You know, in the olden days, nearly everybody would kill a beef. Well, you never take a beef right off a pasture and butch it. The farmer usually takes a young beef, maybe at 8 to 10 months old, what would be just beyond what the butcher calls today the veal stage. They'll put him up in the barn and feed him on dry feed for about 3 weeks before he butchered. Otherwise, that makes the meat tender, see. Otherwise, it would be tough. And when they butcher him...
Well, what would you call wet feed? What kind of thing would be wet feed?
Well, that would be grass out in the pasture like it is now, or turn them in the cornfield after you get the corn shucked. And when you put him up in the barn, well, you give him dry hay and dry corn, either shelled or crushed, see?
I see.
And maybe a little supplement with it. Meal, ground feed of some kind. That's what they call dry feed, see? And that's another art. When you butcher him at the right time and cure the meat out at the right time. And if you get it cured out and get it froze clear through, it will possibly keep till long in, as late as the 1st of April, just hanging up in the smokehouse. And when you want some meat, you go out and get a quarter and bring him in the house and let him lay there on the kitchen table overnight till the next morning, and then it'll thaw out enough that you can cut it. And then you cut off enough maybe for last you for the week and take him back and hang him up, and he freezes up again. And the more he freezes up, the better it gets.
That's the old style.
Something that kind of raises a question in my mind. With your deep freezes these days, they always give you directions, don't refreeze things.
Yeah.
They do that.
And it sounds to me like what happened with hogs and with the beef, they got refrozen a good number of times.
They got refrozen many a time.
So
don't you imagine
they weren't entirely thawed out.
They weren't entirely thawed out. They just
a huge piece of meat like that, it wouldn't
thawed out enough so you could slice it, see?
I see.
And then you go back and freeze it up. Don't you imagine with these deep freeze, when they thaw out, is moisture that develops there in the package and possibly you see that package is completely tight.
Mm-hmm.
And if it gets moisture inside of that, I don't know what's going to happen, but of course, this old style, they were hanging out in the air. The air could get to them all the time, and if there was moisture there, it would freeze on the outside, and many times you go in there, it'd be a little icicle hang on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's the difference.
Maybe that's the difference. I don't know. Maybe that's it.
And it could be that it could be the deep freezes are so much colder, but that wouldn't be true.
That would be it. Now, here's another thing. You go in a lot of homes today, they have carpets from wall to wall. Well, in the olden day, the floors were made out of just native lumber that was 6 to 8 inches wide, and they weren't level.
Mm-hmm.
So, after they'd thrash in the fall, they'd go out and get a bunch of nice straw, shake all the chaff out of it, and put it on the floor about 1 inch or 2 inches deep. And they'd take that carpet down, lay it down, and tack it along two sides. And they had what they called carpet stretchers. That was